Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
Wow. Wasn't 2006 a real tragedy in terms of overall cash flow and bottom line results? It was absolutely pathetic for most producers, but since then, dairymen have been enjoying the fruits of higher milk prices. How can we avoid reliving these same calamities again? What could you have done differently as a manager? These are critical items to spend some time on. The world of finance continues to amaze me. In 2007, I had two clients whose banks decided that, in their opinion, they could no longer survive. Well, isn't that interesting? I don't want to rain on anyone's parade, but they had already survived. We had been in the process of rebuilding their working capital and positioning them for a better outcome during any future downturn. Learn from the past and see what needs to be changed. For those items that are not optimal, let's adjust our course so we achieve better results going forward. I'll give you an excellent example that recently happened with one of my clients. In late 2006, we approached their bank with the possibility of refinancing their real estate and moving some short-term debt onto their real estate. This is not that unusual of an approach, restructuring someone's debt load. Nonetheless, it was an excellent example of how something as simple as a debt restructure can turn an operation around. This client achieved a positive monthly cash flow before the end of 2006, and as you can imagine, they are now moving forward in a very positive manner in both 2007 and their current year 2008. The lesson here is that if their lender had dwelled in the past, they would still be struggling with their cash flow today. What can we do to position ourselves for a better future? Well, first, here are a few things not to do. The worst strategy is whining. Whining is rarely a successful response, so stay proactive in managing your operation. Number two, do not under any circumstances burn any bridges. Successful businesses are built upon relationships. Develop them and guard them closely. Three, don't attempt to spend your way out of a business slump. Analyze your capital expenditures and operating expenses to make good decisions. Here are some items you should do for your business. Be proactive. Study your business. Make smart decisions. Consult with your lender. Number two, utilize your professionals wisely. Seek advice from the right people. Three, are you having your accountant prepare regular accrual financial statements? If not, you are missing one of the best tools available to your dairy operation. They will also assist greatly in obtaining the financing you need. Number four, take a close look at developing a marketing plan for your milk. Look closely at put options to place a floor under your future milk prices. And finally, develop a plan. This should be a guideline and includes each of the previously mentioned items. Develop your plan and include your lender in it. Then you won't be asking yourself where all the lenders have gone. They will be knocking on your door.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.